Good morning. Welcome to worship at Trinity Lutheran Church in Hoyleton, Illinois.
Thank you for joining us for worship, and may God bless your worship with us.
Thank you. Thank you. Skeletons, decorations, know, you think, what's joyful about that? It kind of takes a little bit of getting used to. And that kind of becomes really rude to love. I grew to love this idea that the culture down there encouraged people not to be afraid of things. Just as an example of that, it was one day I was doing gentleman who was sort of like one of the patriarchs and one of the more prominent Mexican families in the population. So we're out there in the cemetery doing the normal criminal service that I do. I say the benediction and say amen. And as soon as I say amen, the mariachi band starts playing in the cemetery. That's the first word. It was amazing. Refuses to believe the lie that this life is all that there is. That when you have somebody that you love, you read their letters, and that's it. It's never going to see you again. No. It's a joy that hears the bell toll three times after each man's breath takes down just a few moments. And when we hear that bell, that joy trusts that when the bell tolls for them or some Lord calls you home when that bell tolls for thee. We trust that that bell is a bell of celebration. It's actually a declaration of victory in Christ. Because we know that when the saints of God pass away, that's when spiritual warfare has come to an end for them. It simply is a place. Especially the words that St. John recorded for us here in the book of Revelation. It's comes to us at a moment when we least expect it. Because it comes to us once Jesus returns for us. It comes to us after we step into the world of this book, which pretty soon is, if you're like me, that's the moment that you have been avoiding, trying to hold off ever since you were old enough to understand the concept. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today.
We hope you can come and join us again next week.